In related news, Fareed Zakaria, host of CNN's flagship foreign affairs show and editor-at-large of Time magazine, was suspended for plagiarism this week. But many Africa scholars, activists, and journalists thought Zakaria should have been fired at the beginning of June for this exchange with Rwandan President Paul Kagame on CNN's The Global Square.
You know that Joseph Kony has now become world famous or notorious. You've had to deal with this issue because you're a bordering state and you've had clashes and your forces have been in Congo. Do you think it will be possible to capture this man and his small but very effective gang, or is this just impossible? You know the jungles of Congo.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it is possible to deal with this situation. If he cannot be captured, at least he will be rendered ineffective in terms of continuing to cause insecurity and human suffering where he has been operating.
Ugandan-American Black Star News editor Milton Alamadi wrote that Zakaria should not be brought back as a CNN host for this hugely corrupt and or ignorant question alone, and that it's hard to imagine that invisible children, Kagame himself, or someone did not pay Zakaria to ask such an outlandish question. Kagame knows the jungles of Congo, Alamadi and others said, because as the past 12 years of UN investigations have demonstrated, he is behind mass atrocities, genocide, and resource plunder in Congo, which have cost millions of Congolese lives.